You're listening to the SCAC 20th Anniversary Podcast. The Southern Collegiate Athletic Conference is celebrating 20 years of academic and athletic excellence. As a part of the celebration, the conference is taking a look back at the top 20 moments over the past 20 years of each sport. Today, we are looking back at the top moment in women's basketball history, March 16th through 17th, 2007. After the ninth-ranked DePaul University women rallied from a 10-point deficit with a 67-61 victory over 10th-ranked Mary Washington in the 2007 national semifinals the previous evening, the Tigers earned the university's first-team national championship with a 55-52 victory over 11th-ranked WashU Tigers on the campus of Springfield College. After scoring 28 points in the semifinal game, senior Liz Bondi was selected as the Division III championship's most outstanding player, just missed a double-double with 9 points and 9 rebounds. Over the next week, several postseason awards rolled in for DePaul. Head coach Chris Huffman was named the Division III Coach of the Year by both D3Hoops.com and D3 News, and senior forward Liz Bondi received second-team All-American selection by both D3 and D3 News as well. The Tigers finished the season with a school record 31 wins against just 3 losses. Today we're joined by the head coach of the DU Tigers and the coach that led this team to a national championship, Chris Huffman. Coach, first of all, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Russell.
Coach, as you know, just looking back on that season, you were coming off a year in which you had guided the Tigers to a 29-2 record, ending in the sectional finals with a loss to Hope. I know you set high expectations for your program, but did you get any sense or any feeling going into the season that this team had a chance to be special and make the run that they did?
Well, you know, I think about midway through the previous year, we thought, well, gosh, we're not too bad, and we had a great group and most of those pieces returning, and you know, we ran into a Hope team on the wrong day, which is happening too often lately. But and they beat us at home, and I remember how disappointed the team was, and how much we were looking forward to the next year. So we were hoping. I don't know that you ever think it's going to happen, but we certainly were hoping.
Well, you mentioned that tough sectional loss, Coach, to Hope, and how disappointed the girls were. You know, that combined with all the NCAA experience, how much did that help this team and motivate this team, prepare this team to heading into the year and make the run that they did?
Well, no doubt about it. We had a wonderful group of seniors. We had 5 seniors. They had some great experience in the tournament. They knew that they lost to the national champion the previous year in a game that they didn't play their best basketball. So, yeah, they were a little bit hungry. They were a little bit ticked off. They were a little bit hopeful. It was a great combination going into the season.
Having talked to you over the years, Coach, I know you do a great job of keeping your focus on the next game at task, not allowing yourself to look ahead. But 31-3 on the year, as I mentioned, early loss to Illinois Wesleyan and then 2 road conference losses to Oglethorpe and Austin College. Was there a point, a moment throughout the season where you let yourself think, you know, this team really has a chance to be special and make the run they eventually did?
You know, I'm not sure. Every year you hope you get into the national tournament because it's never a guarantee. So we hoped we had that opportunity to see some teams in March. And we really got hot, I felt like, in February. I don't think we thought much about it until February. And the team took on almost a new personality and a new mentality. And they were really fun to coach from February on.
Coach, you mentioned the senior leadership. It's a really unique makeup, a group, you know, as you mentioned, with the senior leadership, players like Liz Bondi, Susan Dowdy, but also got a lot of contribution from some young players such as Cassie Pruse and Jennifer Nannis. Just talk a little about this group and what made it so special.
You know, it was that blend of old and new. So we had those seniors and we had the new folks that we really needed to help us kind of fill the gaps. And early on, Fernandez was starting, and she went out with a stress fracture for most of the season. So in steps Emily Marshall. And, you know, we battled some injuries throughout the year, but we were healthy at the right time. But, you know, Cassie Prusen as a sophomore and Emily and Jenna as freshmen and the senior play, it just really was. And then the junior class, you had the Hale twins and on down the line. It was, we had a blend of experience and new folks. We had great offense. We had great defense. And, you know, it was just really kind of a remarkable group, and we were very, very deep, and managing that depth was a little bit of a challenge for the coaching staff.
Navigate through the regular season, Coach, head into the conference tournament, eventually defeating Oglethorpe in that championship game. How much did rolling through the conference tournament help to prepare your team heading into the NCAAs? And secondly, what type of confidence does that give your girls coming off knowing you're the SCAC champion?
No doubt about it. We've always had so much respect for this conference, the SCAC, and we do think it prepares us, and it's made us better over the years. What a tough gig to go those 3 days in a row, and I think that year we saw Rhodes on their home floor as well, and they gave us everything we could handle before we saw Oglethorpe. And just a tremendous competition, and you know each other so well at that time, you just hope you survive. And I do think it then springboards you, because it is a little bit of a mini national tournament when you have that conference tournament, and then you're on to the next round. So it's a ton of fun, it's a ton of pressure, and I do think it helped us when we got to March.
SCAC champion, as you mentioned, you get that bid into the NCAA tournament that you're hoping for with the automatic qualifying bid. You host Transylvania and Denison in the first and second rounds of the NCAA tournament. Just talk about the experience of hosting the national tournament games, what it's like coaching on the national stage in front of your home fans.
Man, it has a different feel to it. And then we always try to tell our freshmen that. It's a different feel when you get to March, and it certainly was. And thinking back, we had great fan support that year. And those teams were coming after us. You know, I remember playing Transylvania, and they're not too far away, and Lexington, and they had a great group, and they had some talented players. And nothing was easy that weekend. And Denison comes in, and we had seen them earlier in the year, and what a team they had. So we were so thankful to survive at home, only to find out that we'd be heading to the East Coast the next weekend.
Yeah, you mentioned, Coach, the next weekend. You get a tough draw having to go and play Emmanuel, host school Emmanuel, in the sectional regional. They're in a Sweet 16. You knock them off 74-50, setting up the stage for a sectional final matchup with Calvin. Just talk about what you remember in that sectional final game against Calvin, and after winning, you know, knowing you were headed back to the Final Four.
Well, it was amazing, and getting by that Emmanuel team that was undefeated was special in itself, and we played some great basketball that day, and we knew we had to go try to shut down, I think it was Lisa Winkle, maybe, from Calvin, and what a heck of a player. You know, I think she was 6'1", 6'2", and can run and heck dunk, it felt like, at that point in time. And we had a strategy that we'd go ahead and let her have her points, but we couldn't let anyone else get hot, and I was doubting myself at halftime, but boy, in the second half it really paid off, where she got a little fatigued, we were a little bit better defensively, and the other players didn't get hot from three, and when that final buzzer went off, it was pretty awesome to watch those seniors and the rest of the team go out there and celebrate.
You know, Coach, as I mentioned, with the win over Calvin, you headed back to the Final Four, heading into your second Final Four. What was different for you as a coach heading into your second Final Four, having gone your first one back in 2002? What did you learn from your previous experience, and how did it help prepare your team heading into the 06-07 Final Four?
You know, I do think that experience paid off. I think the first year we were down in, you know, at Rolls-Hulman and too close, maybe, and I was probably too involved with making sure everyone else had their plans and their tickets. And this year, we just kind of stuck our head in the sand and really went about it like we do business and getting ready for every game. And so we felt like we didn't have any other distractions other than game preparation. And I do think we had a different mentality heading into that final, maybe not like, oh my gosh, how do we get here? This is wonderful, too. Let's go win this darn thing. It was a different approach.
Semifinal matchup, you draw Mary Washington, Coach. As I mentioned, you claw your way back from a 10-point deficit to win 67-61, with the story really being Liz Bonney's 28 points. Just talk about her performance that evening, and obviously after the win, knowing 40 minutes of basketball is left and you're playing for the national championship.
You know, we really struggled in that game, and Mary Washington was very talented. They had depth, they had the perimeter play, they had the post play, and we were struggling. We couldn't buy a basket, and at one point, I think about probably midway through the first half, it felt like Liz Bonney just threw us on her back and carried us to halftime, when the rest of her teammates showed up and kind of took over in the second half as well, and what a satisfying moment. I was so proud of Liz. She had come so far as a player from, you know, not wanting the spotlight to wanting the basketball in that game, and what a great memories. And then to think that we had one more day, and then to scout that second game was, you know, what a great memory to know that we'd have a chance.
You know, Coach, as I mentioned, the heading to the national title game, just talk about, take me back, the morning of the national title game. You open up the season with WashU. You now know you're closing the season with WashU. As I mentioned, you know there's only 40 minutes of basketball left in that season. You know, the kids will be the kids. The players, they're able to stay loose. But as a coach, what do you remember of feeling that morning, knowing you were about to coach in the national title game?
Oh, gosh. It's crazy. And I have so much respect for WashU and what Nancy does there. My first thought was, oh, crap, we've ticked them off. We beat them earlier in the year. We're in trouble, you know, in a sense, to kind of get myself ready. And the players, having been able to knock them off early in the season, were confident. And and knew that, you know, we had a good game plan in hand. The biggest thing I remember about that morning was we had to decide whether we were going to use our shooting practice or not, and we declined to use it just because of the quick turnaround. I think it was an early afternoon game, so I do remember we opted out of that, and I was hoping that wouldn't hurt us later.
Obviously, a great game, Coach. Coming down to the final minutes, 55-52, a couple of big shots, a big three by Cassie Pruse in there late, some huge free throws, put you up by three with WashU having the ball. How long did those final seconds seem to tick off? WashU had a few looks to tie it up there, and then obviously when the clock hit zero, knowing you're a national champion, just the emotions and the memories you have.
You know, it was unbelievable. The clock sure ticked slowly at the end of that, and I remember just kind of watching, thinking, okay, is it going to be overtime or... And then, you know, finally the officials give you a signal like, okay, we're getting out of here. And tremendous to watch the players kind of storm the floor. And then I wish I could have soaked it in a little bit more. I think I was whisked off to do an interview with the TV station before they broke away. And I would have liked to just stand and watch a little bit longer. I've seen a little bit on tape. But to see the joy and the happiness is really something special.
The feeling climbing the ladder, Coach, to cut down the nets as a national champion, I know that has to be special. Just talk a little bit about that.
You know, it definitely is. You know, we talk a lot about we'd like to cut some nets down. A lot of times we're talking about that darn conference tournament, and this time we got to do it on a bigger stage. And to think about how much work that team put in and how much they believed in what we were doing and the depth and the sacrifice and the selflessness, all those things kind of come to mind, and to share it with your friends and your players and your coaching staff. It really was an incredible moment in our school's history, and it's certainly in my professional life.
How did that run, Coach, that group of girls help you grow as a coach, and what do you think you learned most from that season?
You know, I tell some people that even though we were national champions at the end, it's not an easy ride along the way. We had a lot of adversity. You know, you have your team issues. We call them our potholes that we have to get through, and it's certainly a journey. And if you can come out the other side of all those issues better, you have a chance. And that's certainly what happened to us. And it wasn't a perfect season from start to finish, but it was a perfect season at the end. And I know that team is bonded in a way that is very, very special. They keep in touch. They come back to campus. They've got a lot of pride in what they accomplished. And so it's just one of those great memories that our school has and our basketball program has.
You know, Coach, as I mentioned earlier, after the season, you were named Division III Coach of the Year by both D3Hoops.com and D3 News. Just talk about what that honor means to you.
Certainly, it's a special award. It's nice to be recognized, and you know, I give that honor to the rest of the coaching staff. And what it really means is, gosh, your team performed and played well. And I think that team we coached that year got really close to reaching their potential, and that's pretty satisfying as a coach. Since, you know, that's kind of one of our goals when we set into a season. You know, how close we get the individuals to reaching their potential, and how close can we get this darn team? And so we think that's just a little bit of a recognition for that.
And finally, Coach, just talk about, as you've had time, I know, to sort of reflect and look back on the run and that season and how special and remarkable it was. What are sort of the lasting memories, images that you really take from not only the day of winning the national championship, but throughout that whole run, that entire season as well?
Oh, you know, it was a special season. We had so many moments where you could watch the team grow, whether it was the tournament out in San Diego or going out to Emmanuel and surviving that tough competition. To watch the community greet them as they got back into town. But to think about the young women when they come in the door as a freshman and when they leave as a senior, or to watch them grow from their junior year to the senior year, is really kind of some special moments. And with that senior class, I you know, really have a special relationship with them, and I think just a lot of mutual respect. And so that's fun to look back on those individuals and how happy and how proud they are of their moments.
DePaul University head women's basketball coach Chris Hoffman. Coach, thanks again so much for your time, and congratulations on being a part of the top moment in women's basketball history in the SCAC over the past 20 years.